but a very narrow subset of human gifts and potentials. It also happens through shame-based, guilt-based, conditional approval-based parenting. It happens through all of the conditioning that tells you the purpose of life is to make a living, to survive. You know, anything that destroys our uniqueness, our creativity, that cuts us off from relationships to nature and to other people, that make our interbeing a living reality. And the social infrastructure of modern society does that. So, like, you know, all of those things make it hard to believe that we do live in an interconnected universe. And as individual parents or people in society, I mean, we can do things to restore the sense of interbeing. I mean, anything that we do from love actually is a way to restore that. It shows people you're not alone in the universe. It's not everyone for themselves. So there's a lot that we can do, but that doesn't mean that it's all about making changes on an interpersonal level. I mean, there's systems level political change too that is equally important.
We're at this transition point in our society, and the institutions that created this old world that we've been talking about aren't working like they thought they could or like we would want them to. And so many people are recognizing that these institutions are failing. And a lot of people will tell me that, well, because corporate power is so strong, because government power is so strong, and it's all screwed up in some way, maybe we just need some kind of collapse event to come along and clear these things away, and the crisis will be that moment when our species, with its gun to its head, can then finally mount the collective will to change these things. Is that what will save us, or how else could we empower what comes next?
Well, I think that crisis is going to be unavoidable. I mean, unless you totally disbelieve everything the environmentalists are saying and everything that the social justice workers are saying and so forth, I mean, we're going to have increasingly severe crises. And each one of those crises, I think, is an invitation to wake up from the nightmare and live in a different way. And it's really up to us whether we accept that invitation or not.
You have been listening to The Extra Environmentalist. You can find our extensive audio archive of podcasts, radio broadcasts, blog articles, videos, and much more at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. We're also on Facebook if you search for Extra Environmentalist, and Twitter at @xenvironmental. We welcome all voicemails and feedback through our online contact information. You can find on our website, but also you can shoot us an email directly at podcast@extraenvironmentalist.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next episode.
That was The Extra Environmentalist on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded traditional Coast Salish land. This is John, and you're listening to Cue It Up. I'm here with a guest today, Pete. And Pete, I'm going to play a clip for you.
Okay.
And then I want the native informant angle of this clip after I've played it, because I think due to your...
It's about Boston.
Your geographical, okay. More or less, I think. I mean, you know, Boston, home of, as I understand it, the Philadelphia cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Hometown the Washington favorite. Monumental. And
Monumental what?
The Patriots, the football team, named after the Patriots who came over on the Quahog and
the first Patriots,
the Chowderman,
mm-hmm. Beating off the French.
Whoa! All right, so we're just gonna get right into this, and then we'll be right back with you in a moment here on Cue It Up, CITR 101.9 FM.
Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Michigan! Michigan!
You know something? We're not just going to go to New Hampshire.
Howard Dean.
Tom Harkin.
Oh, no, this is copyrighted material. We have to get rid of that, sorry. Haha. You know, the thing is, with playlists, they just keep on going.
You know, you can...
just keeps on going.
You can disable that by clicking in the
This
top.
Isn't my computer. This is CITR's computer.
Well, I'm sure other DJs would appreciate that, too. Should we do it right now? Should we turn autoplay off? I think that's within our...
I think in life... You have to keep autoplay on sometimes.
Oh, God.
What do you think?
I think we should turn it off. What would Danny DeVito do?
Seems like people like it. Seems like people enjoy it.
Where are you getting that information?
Danny DeVito.
Uh-huh.
Star of...
Trollfoot.
Cheers. I was going to say Cheers, star
was he
of...
Was in Cheers? He wasn't in Cheers.
I'm sorry. He was just married to that woman in Cheers.
Oh, no.
Danny DeVito, star of Twins. Batman Twins? Returns.
What's Twins?
Twins is a film where Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are identical twins who were...
Identical
separated
twins.
At birth. Well, okay, they're identical in the sense that they came from the same... Ends. I don't know how birth works. But the point is, the conceit is that Arnold Schwarzenegger got all the good genes. So he's like really smart and really muscular and tall. And Danny DeVito got all the bad ones. But surprise, they're twins. Who knew? Like, that's what happened.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's not why we're here. Let's keep the modernist momentum moving in this episode of Cue It Up.
Yeah.
So today,
avoid simple pop culture nonsense. Like,
no basic lowest common denominator. We're not gonna talk about twins and another piece of mass media ephemera right now.
We'll put aside our own
in this trough
curiosities about these things. Which may or may not
the
be
the perverse
present.
Inclinations of which we cannot speak on.
Because this
is 3 p.m.
This isn't about us. This is about the audience.
On an FM channel.
We have to give
not
the audience what they want to hear.
So on today's episode of Cue It Up, I think to do a silly show about the U.S. primaries because of... well, not for any particular reason, but because of the media circus that entails and like sort of just... talking about how these things for a lot of people, for a lot of niche cultures, kind of get boiled down into a series of memes and like a series of slogans and sloganeering and even particular candidates whose entire popularity is predicated on their ability to say things which are controversial or say things which get rebroadcast or replugged into headlines. And, you know, how difficult it is to kind of overcome that, I think. But even in culture in general, like, Pete, have you been following the Kanye West recent controversy?
The Bill Cosby related
one? Yes. Well, for those who are fans of Kanye West or followers of hip-hop, Kanye is releasing a new album in a year. And there's been a lot of hype leading up into that. And then he just chose yesterday, or 2 days ago, I'm not quite sure when, to tweet out in all capital letters, Bill Cosby, innocent. And I'm wondering what your perspective on that is. Comparing it to Trollfoot, which is Danny DeVito. Now, if you follow Danny DeVito's Twitter, he takes photos of his like right foot and he anoints them with the hashtag Trollfoot.
Does it look a bit trollish, this foot?
I mean, I cannot comment. Trolls are not.
Well, they're fictional beings.
Yes. as beings of fiction, I cannot presume to know what a troll's foot would look like. Mm-hmm. But Danny DeVito certainly has been playing up the grotesque for many years. He's comfortable doing that. Like, of course, when he played the Penguin in Batman Returns, films like that, in Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which he's a cast member on, really one of the most popular elements of the show. He's always played up the, oh, I'm Danny DeVito, and I'm gross and disgusting, and, you know, he doubtfully, of course, really isn't, but it's something that he plays up in his roles.
Well manicured.
Yes, and he adapts that in his Twitter persona. But how do you draw the connection between these things? The hysteria of the American primaries, the troll foot, and Kanye West's outrageous declaration of Bill Cosby's innocence.
Well, I guess the common element would be outrage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What I find so interesting about like how these controversies get triggered is in Kanye West's example, for instance, you have a man who's likely on a series of, you know, likely on amphetamines, possibly cocaine, 2 a.m., whatever, working on this album that's about to make it onto the air.
This is Kanye West we're talking about?
Yes, very, very likely. And, you know, some...
I don't know. Does he speak about that a lot?
Oh, I think it's besides the point. I think we just need to think about the kinds of circumstances in which people use Twitter and how Twitter is for them just like another organ and how immediate and without any kind. Of course, that doesn't mean he's right. That doesn't mean what he's saying is defensible. But it also means that, you know.
Well, I think, I don't know, with or without the influence of any substances. I know there are a lot of people who
absolutely
were really happy to see Bill Cosby acquitted because, I don't know, any number of reasons, some
absolutely
bordering on conspiracy theory-esque.
It's worth repeating that Kanye West, as a black man, is very conscious of certain trends which are arguably be set upon the black community to dehumanize and, in a sense, emasculate black men. So for him, for, you know, a lot of people, Bill Cosby has always been, and that's really the most tremendously media sort of worthy factor of the case, is that he has always been this upright role model, a figure that even the right wing could point towards and say, there is the
TV's image of black progress, right?
Yes, precisely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, kill your idols. It's true, whether they're Kanye or Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are people. They can be disgusting and violent and... Sorry, how did we get here?
Oh, we were talking about outrage in the media. Ring.
I've suddenly become very sad.
Yeah, sorry. Talking about Trollfoot.
Yeah, Trollfoot. No, Trollfoot's funny. Trollfoot. Pete, do you mind if I ask you, as an American, you're likely more invested in the politics of the United States of America than myself as a Canadian.
Although the unfortunate
circumstance
is that everyone in the world is partly invested.
Yeah. Because of American
hegemony
and how much the ramifications of the elections in America will affect us in Canada, around the world, of course. But what do you think of it?
What do I think about the election in general?
Well, how has it made you feel in general? Like, what things spring to your mind?
Well, until Danny DeVito got involved, I didn't really have a good a good means of entry into that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Now I'm just following the adventures of his foot and wherever that takes him on the electoral, what do you call that? The election trail. And it's easy to follow him on this trail because of the prominent markings left by his troll feet on the ground. It's like tracking a large
animal.
Or a relatively small troll. And
notre compagnie, Stolberg Associates and Incorporated.
Thanks.
A qui le droit signé avec Madame Bayard ici présente?
I still want to hear about the trophy.
Sorry,
oh.
Madame Bayard ici well. Présente. Par cet accord.
Did I have a great deal more to say about the trophy?
Okay, we're going to listen to a remix of a Beyoncé track now, because Beyoncé is a very popular formation just out, just at the Super Bowl. But what we're going to listen to right now is from Non-Record, South African record label.
Oh.
And it's Angel Home with Chino Omobi. And I'm going to get the name of the song, but they're remixing a song 2006 from Beyoncé, okay?
John says they're remixing a 2006 song from Beyoncé.
Yes.
This is from where?
Angel Ho and Chino Mobi, and they're from South Africa. I think that's where the label is from. I'm not quite sure where they're from. I'm going to do some more research.
Okay, John's going to do some more research about these artists and then get back to you all.
Objection, votre honneur. Vous dites écrivain américain. De quels Américains s'agit-il? L'Amérique du Sud?
Je ne comprends pas. Quelqu'un des États-Unis, évidemment.
Évidemment. Mais le Brésil aussi, ce sont des États-Unis. Les États-Unis du Brésil. Et il s'appelle Brésilien.
I let you go. I can't let you go. got bad news, bad news. Nothing really changes, we just wander aimless, friends turning to strangers. Chalk up my exchanges and discarded conversations. They're just carcasses for vultures in decomposition stages. Endless entertainment for these culture commentators. Stylish innovators that just vanish minutes later. Say your style is very painterly, but painting's not an art. Art is tricking you with statements that the painter's painting art. Without an explanation, it's just pretty little marks. The mark is self-imagination just to keep you in the dark. Like you bitches need a cosign to rock a fashion. Like you can't see a bigger picture without a caption. Tell some critic go and write it out. A long-winded trite amount of words that you can slide around. Some websites to fight about. Meanings with your life without. Surf until you're wiping out. Conservation activist, you're living with your lights out. What's the commitment? What's he saying? He says it. What's the underlying topic? What's the motive in his message? What's it all mean? What's he saying when he says it? What's the underlying topic? What's the motive in his message? What's it all mean? What's he saying when he says it? What's the underlying topic? What's the motive in his message? What's it all mean? What's he saying when he says it? What's the underlying topic? What's the motive in his message? But what if he was bored and there was no between the lines? It was a way to pass the time. He liked the way it rhymed. Bored and there was no between the lines. It was a way to pass the time. He liked the way it rhymed. What's it all mean? What's he saying when he says it? What's the underlying topic? What's the motive in his message? What's it all mean? What's he saying when he says it? What's the underlying topic? What's the motive in his message? What's it all mean? What's he saying when he says it? What's the underlying topic? What's the motive in his message? What's it all mean? What's he saying when he says it? What's the underlying topic?
Rattling pieces are in this, don't you?
What?
Some little pieces of buffalo chicken.
Oh. So, Pete is no longer in the studio with me. You were talking about primaries, Trollfoot. Kanye West's Twitter, and they'll all be on the podcast. You can find that at CITR.ca under the Queued Up page. You're listening Queued Up right now on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded traditional Coast Salish land. And we just heard two tracks. The last being from a Lil Ugly Mane, Richmond, Virginia experimental rapper, the album Oblivion Access, which he sets up as sort of a B-sides and a just various things he's collected over the years. Sort of, how easy to describe it. The last of the filthy water funneling out of the bathtub I've been soaking in for 5 years. The song is intent and purulent discharge. And the more I talk and sort of like reach for some kind of overarching theme, it seems as if we've been talking about discharge and spillage and, you know, reading between the lines. To amend some earlier errors I made, Non Records is based in Amsterdam, actually, and the track we played from them with Angel Ho, which is based in, who is currently based in South Africa, Cape Town, and Chino Amobi, who is based in Richmond, Virginia, currently. First, that's how I'm going to amend those errors. And the subject of spillages, or at least, you know, reading between the lines, with their very aggressive remix of Beyoncé's 2006 track, Ring the Alarm. The song's called Ring the Ambience. Kind of a cheeky bit of wordplay. In that case, I mean, both those songs, somewhat on the nose, but good if you are down in the depths and want to stay there for a bit longer. We're going to hear some messages, and then afterwards, we're going to dive into some local tracks. Yusu, So Loki, a hip-hop duo who are having a record release / party at the Biltmore tomorrow. Then we're going to hear some Baby Father, Dean Blunt side project / persona / whatever you want to call it, and we'll explain what those songs have to do with, well, I don't know, waves riding, like the general vibe of the day. Oh, you know, we'll get there one way or another. Talk to you soon.
CITR's annual fun drive is kicking off with a party at the Pit Pub in the Nest on February 25th at 6 p.m. There will be great bands and a raffle for rad prizes donated by AMS Events, Varsity Outdoor Club, and more. It's 19+, and tickets are available at the door for $5 or $3 with CITR membership. All proceeds go to Fun Drive to help support your campus radio station.
The arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12 year olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
If I stop and smell the roses, will I lose the day? Every day I think about it, life from being without it. Head heavy and shrouded, crowded to the brim. Thunder in my dome like the sky after 10 in the rainy city. Plain and simple, I'm livid, living on board time. And empathetic phones that I used to know, lay used to know. The future's moving faster than usual, lay used to know. We get a problem, we're on the brink of death and we're dying. We're relying on that collagen to make us look like we got time till then. With chicken scratches on the wall like an inmate. My mind's a prison, maybe baby, just an ingrate. I should shape up, ship out, wind down. But I hear after death, all we do is lie down, eh? I ain't tryna sleep,
I ain't tryna sleep.
I feel so woke,
feel so woke.
We all wanna breathe, one day we'll all go cold.
Below the heavy rain.
swear on my mom, I'ma find a cure. Fountain of youth drive while intentions pure. EDM kids got it right with player. Peace, love, and understanding while you win the earth. I'ma spin this track when the moon change. And when the mood foreshadows, I've been hanged. In the motel, hotel, Holiday Inn. No circulation above the chin. This'll flip the script. I can change my path, turn the pain to gain, and live, love, laugh like a white girl's tattoo. Life's a real life taboo. Yeah. I ain't trying to sleep. I feel so woke. We all want to breathe. One day we'll all go cold. I ain't trying to sleep. I feel so woke. We all want to breathe. One day we'll all go cold. Sleep. I feel so woke. We all wanna breathe. One day we'll all go cold. I ain't trying to sleep. I feel so woke. We all wanna breathe. One day we'll all go cold. I ain't trying to sleep. I feel so woke. We all wanna breathe. One day we'll all go cold. I ain't trying to sleep. I feel so woke.
Listen to So Loki's Graves from the tape Supermaniac. Coming up next is 30 Keys from rapper Ka. And before that, we heard Yusu's 10 Days off Janeiro Sound. Oh my god. This room is so sad without Peter in it.
Look, we're gonna take that $300,000. We're gonna buy 30 keys of coke, man. The best shit in town. Rocks and lumps as big as marbles. No cut. And with the family we got set up now, we can deal with 30 keys in 4 months. And then we off the street for the rest of our lives with $1 million in cash, man. The big one.
They gotta use it. Go get the powder moving. Used to chip it at the lab. Bag to flip it on the app. Every trip I'm like, this one is the last. 2 weeks later I'm dipping in my stash. Back to the krill again, feeling thin. If you doing it to eat, is it still a sin? Used to feel bad, but then in a short time was like, fuck your family. Somebody got rich off mine, that's the truth. Then it was instant soups, those under my roof. Put those in expensive coupes. I was bitter as the ripest lime. And saw the only niggas living,
Lived the life of crime, jumping wasn't wet enough. Too rushed to write a rhyme. Since I was the only son, it was time to shine. Made sense to deliver a sale for a dollar sign. The figures I did the move to improve our bottom line. A drug connection, naturally a thug's progression. To keep my faculties passionately hugged the weapon. With flame and aim became the best in the gutter field from the veil. But I wish I had another skill. I don't wanna do it, gotta do it. They gotta use it, go get the powder moving. I don't wanna do it, gotta do it. They gotta use it, go get the powder moving. I don't wanna do it, gotta do it. They gotta use it, go get the powder moving. I don't wanna do it, gotta do it. They gotta use it, go get the powder moving. I'm stuck to the path, reluctant. Just one touch of the cash corrupted. Got good at pulling strings like I master puppets. No feats are sweet, trying to amass this custard. Came into wealth, shamed of myself, past disgusted. But getting paid to made for a fast adjustment. In this trade, ain't afraid to get splashed or busted. Even for small numbers, none are vastly trusted. I hushed it, heard my conscience in a clear voice. Don't forsake us and make this a career choice. Nice to try to slice your pie, you appear moist. But no wins if no sales, so get it in gear hoist. Remember my thirst, dumb youngin' on the spree. My agenda at first, I wasn't even gon' read. Was firm to just turn a couple hundred to a G. Should've stopped then, not locked in, coming for a key. I ain't wanna do it, gotta do it. They gotta use it, go get the powder moving. I don't wanna do it, gotta do it. They gotta use it, go get the powder moving. I don't wanna do it, gotta do it. They gotta use it, go get the powder moving. I don't wanna do it, gotta do it. They gotta use it, go get the powder moving.
You're in the west now, now I'm stressed out. I'm on the east side, I'm with my G's like. You know she's cheating, you're on some weed ting. Should be a G-ting, Gallus and the free ting. Champs and the weed ting, enemies leaking. She with her ex-man, now he's a dead man. I don't smoke no more. You see the trees on the floor, all them leaves in the fall. Heads cleared up, my boy got sections. Sex turned shit, couldn't get erections. Got stressed out. Baby mother in the house saying that our youth's gonna pick up the habit. All up in my habitat, can't do my thing, so I'm only on sipping now, sent for the drink. Hennessy for birthdays got me in the worst way. Know that I'm a DJ, but I sip straight. Never with the mixer, foggy in the picture. Fight on the way home, knife to my dome. Wartime general, head's not clear, so I gotta drop the drink. Gotta face all my fears.
Uncle on the eye towel, dying like Marley. Moving like a rasta in the market, Garvey. Ride on a Harley, fit like an E, so I take shots. Clear when I bark at my enemies. Catch him on the high road, now a nigga sober. Ain't no escaping, life will be over. When I send shots with my mind all clear, my bullets aim straight, you can die right here. A sign right here from the 5 and the 0. So the soul had to leave, yeah, the G had to go. Shouldn't be fucking with the gangsters. Take no red up in my eyes, but there's blood up on your skin. Like, whoa.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Well-known pimp. Narcotics king. Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
There's been something very disconsolate with how this show has transformed and transpired over the past hour. For those maybe hearing my voice for the first time, today at least, you are listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on, of course, unceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. We are in the midst of transformation, a period of intense change and myriad possibility. But of course, when a society or structure is in the midst of a change, that is when you see the antagonistic elements pulling us apart. I don't know where I'm going with that. What we just heard was, in descending order, we heard Baby Father's Platinum Tears, not the entire thing, Baby Father, a project of Dean Blunt's from the UK, experimental dub artist Baby Father, Dean Blunt. We just heard the first track off the new, EP, Platinum Tears. Couldn't find the name for it, but there you go. If you are interested in hearing that, it is available for free online. Just go and take a look, and I'm not condoning piracy or anything of that nature. I'm simply telling you to make the most of your searching prowess. Before that, we heard Graves from... Oh, I'm sorry, no, we heard 30 Days from Ka, Brooklyn rapper Ka, and it's a singles track, and with Ka, there's always a lot of quiet lyricism and meditative, sort of subtle catharsis, and there's a lot of tapping into a particular Black history and Black lineage and a lineage of provocative materials, blaxploitation, black cultural icons. It's very rich. And to get the full experience there, you should watch one of his music videos, available on YouTube. I kind of just introduced that because it seemed as if the mood was getting a bit disconsolate in the studio, and also because, for reasons which will go undisclosed, I had to chop off the second half of today's playlist. So everything after the 3:30 mark or so has been a bit, run and go. But Ka is an absolutely phenomenal artist, and I highly recommend you go check him out if you're interested in hearing some excellent hip hop. that's about the most bland and generic killing with slight praise you'll get from me today. Before that, we heard So Loki, Graves. CITR is sponsoring their show tomorrow at the Biltmore Cabaret, their show/tape release. Make it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hear from fellow programmers Crimes and Treasons, who had So Loki on just 2 weeks ago or so. They're an absolute blast. Really great guys. And I'm sure they're going to put on a great show, too. And then before that, we heard 10 Days from Yusu's I may be mispronouncing that, but that's okay, because it is a Chinese name. And as I am Chinese as well, yes, to dissimulate, of course, the dialects of China, the multiple languages and different means of speaking, allow me to say that I am taking this upon myself as a Chinese subject to make that mistake and crazy generalization. But it's very good. It was a very good track. And the album is very good as well. Yusu's new album, out on Gennaro Sound. Gennaro, of course, a local label focusing on new music from female-identified electronic artists in Vancouver. And possibly beyond soon. But yeah, we don't have much time left. Coming up at 4 p.m., we have, of course, Asian Wave 101 with Steve Zhang. And if you're interested in Chinese pop, if you're interested in Korean pop, you need to stay tuned for this show, because Steve goes in depth with what is happening right now in those worlds and really gives you the full report. You know, talks about lyrics and talks about the cultural meanings, and it's just a smorgasbord of that kind of content if it's your thing. At 5, we have the Arts Report, of course. And, yeah, shout out to my boys at 8 p.m., Rohit and Ola, who are going to be on with Soul Sandwich. If you just need something to groove to, that's an absolute necessity of a show to tune into. We lost the troll foot at some point. There's a subsummation there of sorts, where, you know, sort of becoming the troll foot to sort of have it just grip at you and work its talons and its tendrils, and it's, you become sort of the mess. But it's not a bad feeling overall. And I hope, if I've recovered by this time next week, 3 p.m. to be precise, tune back in to hear more, queue it up. Until then, this is Trollfoot reporting out. We're going to listen to U.S. Girls' Sonoral Feelings. U.S. Girls just played with Peach, who is curating this year's Sled Island lineup. Sled Island, the Calgarian music festival, of course. Psychic TV will be playing on that lineup. And if Steve is not in in a few minutes, maybe we'll hear a Psychic TV track, too. But I am signing off. Goodbye.
sit with fear, the star too far, almost lost in this storm of life. A blazing ghost can become the host, and you break through to the room of dreams.
Thank you.